Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my goodness. Are you guys tired?
Yeah.
A couple of you are tired. You had to wake up so early to get here today. Well, that's fine because we're going to do something to get our blood pumping. Does that sound good? All right. So today, what I want you to do is dance. But it's okay. You don't have to come up with your own dance. We're going to do a dance that's pretty easy because this dance tells you what you need to do. This dance is called the cha-cha slide. You guys ever heard of the cha-cha slide before? Yeah! All right, everybody stand up. And let's go up these two steps because there's more room up here. Okay, now hopefully this is gonna work. I've got it queued up here on my phone. So all you have to do for the cha-cha slide, you have to listen to the instructions and then whatever they tell you to do, that's what you do. Pretty easy, right? I know. Okay, good.
Now it's time to get funky.
All right, here we go.
To the right now.
To the right.
To the left.
To the left.
Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left.
Left.
Slide to the right. Crisscross.
Crisscross.
Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth.
E-cha-cha. Good job.
Let's go to work.
Hey, that's not easy in and all, but I'll tell you. Good job, everybody. All right, let's have a seat. Okay, so we got our blood pumping now, right? What makes the cha-cha slide so easy? It tells you what to do, right? All you have to do is listen to what he says, and if you follow the instructions, then you're good, right? No problems. But there's two things that can go wrong. There's two things that can go wrong with that song. First, one thing that can go wrong is what if you don't understand the instructions? So, like, for example, do you all know your left from your right? So if he says, slide to the left, and you don't know which way is left, what could happen? You could go the wrong way, and if you go the wrong way, now what's going to happen? You could bump into somebody else, right? Or if he says right foot two stomps, and you stomp with your left, you could stomp twice on somebody else's toe. What if you don't know what he means when he says crisscross? You're supposed to crisscross, I know, but what does it mean, right? There's another part later in the song where he says Charlie Brown. I don't know what that means. I used to think that you had to like dance like you're on Charlie Brown, like a cartoon, kind of go like this. I don't know. Somebody else told me that it's kind of like this. This is the Charlie Brown. I don't know. Who knows, right? So that can be really tough. That's one of the things that can go wrong. Something else that could go wrong. What if somebody else was yelling out different instructions? So imagine you're dancing along the song, and he says, slide to the left, but somebody goes, right! Now you can get all messed up that way too, right? So if you don't understand the instructions, or if you listen to the wrong instructions, it won't go so well, right? You might crash into somebody, you might step on somebody's toes. Well, you know what? Today in the sermon, we're going to talk about how Jesus is the Lord of the dance. That's what I titled the sermon today. He's the Lord of the dance. And here's what that means. It means that all of us throughout our whole lives are listening to him and listening to his music, if you want to put it that way, in order to know how to dance. And what I mean by that is, how do we as Christians live a God-pleasing life? Jesus has given us instructions, not slide to the left or slide to the right or two hops, but Jesus has given us the Ten Commandments, right? So we know how we are to love God and how we are to love our neighbors just by learning the Ten Commandments, right? You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness against your neighbor, and do not covet your neighbor's house or anything that belongs to your neighbor. All of those Ten Commandments help us to learn how we could lead a God-pleasing life, how we could dance the way that the Lord of the dance wants us to. Because if we don't do things that way, things could get pretty difficult, right? You wouldn't just bump into somebody. When we sin, we actually hurt God. We sin against Him. And actually, it even hurts us because it means that we deserve nothing but death. Now, thankfully, the Lord of the dance didn't just give us a whole bunch of rules. The Lord of the dance has also come into this world and lived the perfect life and made it possible for us to be holy and perfect and righteous. So He's actually done everything perfectly and then paid the price for us by dying on the cross to take away our sin. And so we don't have to worry about accidentally, if we mess up, that means that we're just going to die. But Jesus has actually given us the hope of eternal life. And so let's say a prayer to God, and let's thank Him for providing that hope for us, okay? Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we thank You for showing us how to live, how to love You, and how to love our neighbors. Help us to trust in You for forgiveness and salvation, even when we sin. Thank You, Jesus, for dying for us. In Your name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming up. You can go back and sit with your moms and dads.